Hello and welcome to our broadcast today. We thank you very much for joining with us today, and we do pray that the Lord will bless you wherever you are. And we can assure you that we've been praying much for you every week at least in our own congregation, and most of us perhaps every day. We pray much for you that the Lord will be with you, and most importantly, the Lord will save you and bless you today. We're going to start off by singing one of the Christmas carols. Once in Royal David City stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. And the words will appear on the screen for you to sing along.
Oh,
We'll seek the Lord now in a word of prayer. Ask the Lord to bless the meeting, and I encourage you to pray along with me, especially if you're unsaved, that the Lord would speak to you. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank Thee that we can come to Thy presence, in and through our Saviour's name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank Thee, Lord, for this opportunity whereby the gospel can be reached to the nursing homes, and that, Lord, the gospel can be preached. No, God, we pray, dear Lord, that Thou wouldst bless this broadcast, that, Lord, Thou wouldst bless even Reverend McClung as he comes to bring Thy word. Thou wouldst bless all that be said and done and sung for Thy glory. And that, Lord, we pray that, Lord, even as the word of God would be opened up and as the word of God would be read, that, Lord, Thou wouldst be pleased, Lord, to speak through Thy word. O God, we look to Thee to bless, and we look to Thee to encourage Thy people, Lord, in the nursing homes. And we look to Thee, Lord, to save those which are out of Christ in the nursing homes. We pray, Lord, for the nursing homes, that, Lord, Thou would keep Thy hand upon them, protect them, Lord. And we pray for even those that would work in the nursing homes, that, Lord, Thou would keep Thy hand upon them, grant them help, grant them wisdom, and provide their needs. O God, we look to Thee to bless, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we'll have some special singing from special singers, and we'll also have some different Bible readings, and we'll also have Reverend McClung, who will come to preach God's word. God bless.
Today is from Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favoured, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob for ever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Dark street shine. Is found in Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 14. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made by Cyrenius, the governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one in his own city. And Joseph went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And though the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story. Precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Write on my heart every word. precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Fasting alone in the desert, tell of the days that he passed, how for sins he was tempted, yet was triumphant at last. Tell of the years of his labor, tell of the sorrows he bore. He was despised and rejected, homeless, afflicted, and poor. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell of the cross where they nailed him, tell of his anguish and pain, tell of the grave where they laid him, tell how he liveth again. Story so tender, clearer than ever I see. Glory to Jesus forever, love paid the ransom for me. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
I want to turn you to another portion of Scripture and to read a few verses from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, this time, and beginning to read at verse 18. From this chapter, Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. And the word of God says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." Amen. We know the Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his word to all of our hearts. I've only read from verse 18 of this chapter because the previous verses have a great list of names in the ancestry of Jesus Christ, down through the line of Joseph. And from verse 1 of the chapter, it takes us away back to Abraham and to David, and it traces all of the royal line of Judah down through the numerous generations that there are. So This is a chapter of names. Half of the chapter, maybe even more than half the chapter, is full of names of individuals out of Old Testament history. Some of them we know, some of them are kings that we recognize. Names like Abraham and David are very familiar, and Solomon is familiar. Go back a little bit more, Boaz, and some of their wives are mentioned as well. Rahab, the harlot who was married into the royal line, and she is mentioned, and there's many others as well who are found in this long list of names. But then you come down to the portion that we have just read, the purposes of this program. And there's some other names, maybe the most important names of all, that are to be found in these closing verses. And they're scarce and sparse. There's not very many names mentioned in these verses. There's Mary and Joseph, very obviously. They're mentioned here because they're very much part of the account that is given in this portion of the Word of God. But then there's names given to the child, because there's a child that is born, it mentions here. And it's the names that are given to the child that I want us to think about. For example, there at verse 18 it says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was in this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost." So we're thinking about the child, and we're thinking about the names that are given to the child, because of all the names that are found in Matthew's Gospel chapter 1, the names given to the child are the most important. And some of those other individuals, as I've mentioned, are kings and other individuals that are well known. Abraham, and so revered is he among the Jews. So they're names that are well known, and they're names that are respected. But nevertheless, the most important names are the names given to the child. And for a moment or two, I want us just to think about those names that are given to the child, because there's three of them here that I want us to think about, and each one of them tells us something about the child. So first of all, I want you to think about the name of Christ. It says there in verse 18, "The birth of Jesus Christ was in this wise." Now the name Christ is the name Messiah. This is the New Testament form of the name. The Old Testament form of the name is the one that we get Messiah from. But Christ also means Messiah. And it means to be anointed on and appointed to a particular work. That's the idea in somebody who is a Messiah. So Jesus Christ is somebody who was appointed to a particular work and anointed as well. The Bible tells us that he was anointed with the Holy Ghost. But the thought is of a particular work that has been given to him to do. And that reminds us, you see, of the purpose of the child coming into the world. Why was the child born? Why was the child born in the way that he was? It's because that he was appointed to do a very special work. A very special work. Now, there were some other individuals who were anointed in the Old Testament. Every king was anointed. Every prophet was anointed. Every priest was anointed into the particular offices that they held, because they were looked as special offices, and they were very formally put into that office with a work to be done. And the Lord Jesus Christ is somebody who has come into this world with a work that was given to him to do. Now we know that from what he said during his own earthly ministry later on in his preaching. For example, over in John's Gospel, he said, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is still day." And on the cross, he cried out, "It is finished." And the obvious question is, well, what was finished? And what other conclusion can we come to than what was finished was the work that his Father had given him to do. So the child came into the world with a work to be done. Something was appointed him. Even before he came into this world, we know that the great plan of salvation was in the mind of God. That was the purpose of sending his Son into the world. And the Son was given and the child was born. So this name reminds us of that truth, that here's one who came to perform a very special work. And that brings us on to the second name, and it's there in verse 23. It says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is "God with us." So here's the child mentioned again, and there's another name that is mentioned alongside him. This time he's called Emmanuel. So he's called Christ, and then he's now called Emmanuel. And we're told here what this word means, what this name means. It means "God with us." And it tells us not just of a special work that was to be done, but a special person to do that work. He's God. He's the Son of God who came into the world. It wasn't any child that was born. This was the most special child that ever could be born. This was the Son of God. God gave his Son. That very well-known text of Scripture, maybe one of the most well-known verses in all the Bible, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." So we're told here that the child was God. God manifest in the flesh. Emmanuel, God with us. That God came into the world. Now that makes us to marvel at that thought. To stand and ponder that for a moment. That God so loved the world he gave his only Son. He didn't give an angel. He didn't give an archangel. He didn't even give many angels. He only had one Son. And he gave that one Son to come into the world. And when we think about the child being born in Bethlehem and laid in a manger, let's remember that he is the Son of God. And he claimed that, he told that to those that he preached to during his earthly ministry, that he and his Father were one. He made it abundantly clear that he was indeed the Son of God. And we're thankful that the Son of God came into the world. So when we think of what he came to do and the one who came to do that work, we're thinking here about these names that are given to us in this portion of Scripture. And that brings us then on to the last one that I want us to think about. It's mentioned twice, and that surely would cause us then to particularly consider this. There's a point of emphasis here. It's named twice. And in verse 21 it says, "She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." And then verse 25, "And knew her not till she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." So it tells us there about Mary calling his name Jesus, and then the last verse says, Joseph is going to call his name Jesus. The Lord had appointed the name that was going to be given to this child, Jesus. Parents decide their children's name. Oh, I'm sure there's many advice, maybe is often given when a child is born as to what they might be called. But usually it's the parents that will call the child by the name. But here's parents who were told what they were going to call their child. They weren't given options. Mary was told, "You'll call the child Jesus." Joseph, it tells us, did that. When the child came to be named, he was to be called Jesus. There's a special name, because here is the special work that he came to do, because it tells us, you see, that it was a work to do with salvation. Because again, the name, the meaning of this name is explained to us. It tells us there, "He shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." So the name Jesus means Savior. It means Savior. He's come to save, so he's going to be given a name that means Savior. And that's why they called him Jesus, because he is the Savior. And that's the important thing to remember as well about the child that came into the world that was born. He's born a Savior. Born a Savior. That's what the shepherds were told, that there's one who was born a Savior in Bethlehem, because he is this name that means this. Now, in order to save, he had to go to the cross and had to die. And we think about his death and the sufferings that are associated with his death. But from the very beginning, he had this purpose of coming to save. Again, during his earthly ministry, he made this very clear. One time, speaking in Jericho, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, and verse 10, he said, "The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." So he was very clear about the purpose of his coming into the world. He was given a special work. He was the very Son of God. And he came into the world to do a work of salvation. And we're thankful this day that there is indeed a Savior. Because we need a Savior. It says there that he will save his people from their sins. And we have sinned, all of us, without exception. And therefore, we all need a Saviour. There's no difference between us in that regard. Oh, there might be many other differences that are noticeable and that we could emphasise, but there's one thing common to all of humanity. Every one of us need a Saviour. But we're thankful that there is a Saviour who has come. There's a Saviour who has done the work. And today, He's able to save. He's able to save. And if we call upon Him, He will save us. Because we need to come to know this Saviour. We need to come to know this Saviour. And we come to know Him by calling upon Him ourselves, acknowledging our own need of salvation, and then calling upon Him. Because it tells us in Romans 10 and 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we have to call upon Him to save us individually. But let's not forget that there is one who is indeed a wonderful Saviour. And may we come to know this wonderful Saviour. May you come to know this wonderful Saviour personally and individually. And if you've never called upon Him, then it's certainly our prayer that you would do that even now. And that you would think about these names in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1. Not all of those names, one after the other, that are all the ancestry of this child and of Joseph, but think about the names given to the child. He's called the Christ. He's called Emmanuel. He's called Jesus. And may then we call upon Him in return. I trust the Lord will bless His word to your hearts this day, and that you will call. And even at this season of the year, when you think about the child coming into the world, that you realize who He was and what was the purpose of His coming. And then that you do that which is required of us all and call upon Him. May the Lord bless His word. We're going to bow together in prayer and just commit our way to the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, Thy dear Son, the one whom Thou didst give for the world and to the world. And He's come as a Saviour, and He has gone to the cross, and He has purchased salvation. And we thank Thee that it's a free gift to all who come and receive of it. And we pray that many will come, many will call, even this very hour, and call upon Him to save their souls, that they might then know Him personally and individually, and be with Him then for all of eternity. So do bless Thy word, bless all the singing that has taken place and the reading of the Scriptures. We pray You'll remember each one. Remember all the residents in the nursing homes. We pray You'll do them good. Remember all the staff as well. We pray Thy hand to be upon them even in these times, Lord. We pray You'll keep each one safe and preserve us, we pray. And remember family members also, Lord, who would visit. We ask that Thou would meet the need of each and every one. And may Thy blessing be our portion. And may we know the blessing of salvation in all of our hearts. So abide with us now, we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's just close our broadcast in a word of prayer. Ask the Lord to bless all that's been done. Heavenly Father, we just thank Thee, Lord, for this program, Lord. We thank Thee, Lord, for the songs that have been sung, for the Bible reading, and most importantly, Lord, for the Word of God that has been preached. We pray that, Lord, Thou hast taken and used all that's been said and done for Thy glory. We pray that, Lord, Thou would speak, Lord, while the voice of man would be silent after this program. O God, we just pray that, Lord, Thou wouldst strengthen and encourage Thy people. And Lord, we pray that, Lord, for those which are out of Christ, that, Lord, Thou wouldst draw graciously near. Thou wouldst speak to them. And that, Lord, they would call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, for Thou hast said that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. O God, we look to Thee to bless and bless these programs. And O God, we pray that, Lord, Thou wouldst be with the nursing homes, keep them safe, and be with them, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much for joining with us, and we'll be back with you, God willing, in January time for another program. But in the meanwhile, we would, as another year concludes, we would like to wish you a happy new year, and may the Lord be with you.